They got one of the best, they got the highest scoring offense in the league. What are you guys looking to do as a defensive unit to try to slow these guys down with all the weapons they got?
Same as last week, just everybody has to play discipline and play physical and leave it all on the field every play.
They got two backs that can really break it against the run. What do you see when you look at these guys on the table?
I see they're a very efficient bunch, and that's why I said we have to be very disciplined, because they'll make you pay for your mistakes, so we can't have any.
Matt Ryan obviously likes to get the ball out fast. As interior rushers, what can you guys do to kind of disrupt what they want to do?
We have to just be, like you said, disruptive. We have to get back there, find a way to get back there, and try to get some good hits on the quarterback. And when we hit them, we got to hit them hard and hit them often. And I think that's the formula to playing well against any offense.
What have you seen from the teams that have defended them with some level of success? Are there any common trends in those, in the way they play?
I think the teams that have done well against them, just go back to that discipline thing. I think everybody was where they were supposed to be, and they got there fast. And when they had an opportunity to, get a good, clean hit, and they took advantage of it, and they did. So I think those are the things that we have to do to make sure we get the results that we want.
What has to be done to make sure you guys finish the game and not let up and not let comebacks and not let points get put on the board late?
We have to maintain a high level of play throughout all 60 minutes, 60-plus, and just be mentally tough. Stay disciplined. And it's really simple. Just play hard all the way to the end of the game. Don't stop.
Do you guys like the challenge defensively, playing the highest scoring team in football and a potential MVP quarterback in a game of this magnitude?
None of that matters. Only thing that matters is their lineup across from us, and we have to beat them.
You're a win away from going to the Super Bowl. What's the urgency? What's the feeling like in this locker room this week, especially towards the back end now?
You definitely feel a heightened sense of urgency, but once again, it's another football game. If you come into camp with the right mentality, it'll carry over all the way through the Super Bowl.
How tough is it to play in that dome? I mean, it gets loud in there. You can't even hear yourself think. How tough is it to play in that place?
We've played in a couple domes. Minnesota got loud. Detroit got loud. And last week it was very loud. So it's nothing that we're not used to. I think those were great experiences for us. And we played there before. We played well up there before. We played better than we did last time, obviously. So once again, it's not a factor. All that matters is that they're lined up across from us and we have to beat them.
What are the benefits of playing a team for the second time?
You learn. You learn from your mistakes. You know the personnel well. It's like a division opponent, and those games are always highly competitive because of the familiarity with one another.
With an offense like this, Mike, is it a matter of stopping them or just kind of slowing them down and making it difficult for them?
It's a matter of stopping them, and that's within the offense. Just have to stop them and find a way to get it done.
Mike, you see some guys with four cases of bottled water in their locker. I'm guessing hydration is a big emphasis here.
Well, I don't know who has cases of bottled water. I don't know, but obviously you want to hydrate every week. You want to hydrate in the cold. You're going to dehydrate whenever you're playing a sport, period. So hydration is just important regardless of what sport you're playing.
Is the dome different in any way in that way?
I'm sure it is, but once again, it's another football game. You have to take your preparation the same way and do things the right way all the time, no matter where you're playing at.
Obviously, most of the coverage this week has been on the receivers and who's playing and who's not. What level of curiosity do you personally have in that regard as to who you see out there on Sunday to help you guys score points?
We have the right guys in the locker room. Next man in has always been something important. You saw that all year, offense, defense, and special teams. So regardless of who's out there, I have all the confidence in the world in them.
Thanks, sir.
I was getting to get another chance at this, Mike, after the thing of a couple years ago.
The what?
After this thing of a couple years ago, what does it mean to get back on the stage?
It feels good. You know, we have quite a bit of guys that were there before, and we have quite a bit of guys that weren't there. It was only a matter of 2 years. So I think everybody feels a heightened sense of urgency, and they're ready to go.